All right. So the title today is, With the Mind of Christ, You'll Never Feel Alone. And our verse is, I'm not really alone because the Father is with me. That's John 16:32. So having the mind of Christ means always being aware that God is with you. We see this in the life of Jesus. Jesus lived in the presence of God and stayed connected to the favor of God. No matter how busy he was, he stayed in tune with the Father. Jesus said, I'm not really alone because the Father is always with me. This is why the greatest antidote to loneliness is thinking like Jesus. When you have the mind of Christ, you'll be able, like him, to say, I'm not alone because I know the Father is always with me. When we feel alone, it's often the result of not living with the mind of Christ. We're not aware of God's constant care. How can you always stay aware of God's constant care? One way is through prayer. Jesus made prayer a daily habit. Luke 5:16 tells us Jesus would often go to some place where he could be alone and pray. Notice this verse says that Jesus often slipped away so he could pray. You can't just do that every now and then if you want to have the mind of Christ. Jesus' prayer life was continual. He made it the priority of his life to be with his Father. It was a habit. Do you stop and pray throughout the day? Do you think your day would go better if you developed this habit? Jesus felt the need to slip away and pray throughout his day. Then think about how much more we need it. When you don't take the time to talk with God, you miss the gifts of God. It's not God's will for you to be too busy for him. In fact, you'll get more done in every area of your life if you take the time to stop and pray. That doesn't seem like it should work. If you're always stopping to pray, how are you going to get things done? How are you going to get more done? Well, you're going to have focus. You'll be able to focus your mind and heart on what matters most because you're taking time to let God's Spirit remind you through prayer what your purpose is. Jesus knew who he was and what his purpose was. He was always aware of God's presence. When you get the mind of Christ, you'll have those things too. And you'll always be aware that God is with you, always with you. Take time every day to spend time with God. I found my day always goes better if I start my day in his word and start my day with prayer. So just take those times during the day to just hit the pause button and, you know, close your eyes, just say a prayer. Even if you're driving down the road, don't close your eyes, of course, but you can pray with your eyes open driving. I mean, I'm just telling you, just spend time with the Father. I'm telling you, things will always go better the more time you spend with God. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you. Thank you for this day, God. Thank you for these messages, God, that just each week remind us of how we need to live, what we need to be doing, and that, you know, every one of them basically had the same message of we need to spend more time with you and we need to get more focused on you. Thank you for everyone on the call, God. I just lift every one of them up. I just pray, God, your guidance and blessing on all we do. I pray for TTE. I pray for our team. Just pray you watch over us and guide us and lead us. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody have a great day.